I am Scott McClure, and I am the environmental manager, also called the FSMA coordinator for the Division of Fruit and Vegetables.
And you talked at Packing House Day about the produce safety rule, part of FSMA. Tell us just briefly what that rule does.
Briefly, it is the first, the law, which is the Food Safety Modernization Act, is the first law dedicated to growers, anyone that handles, grows, harvests, or packs food that is consumed in a raw state, that it is meets food safety requirements to mitigate any microbiological contaminations.
And, of course, you talked about packing house and farm compliance specifically for citrus people. Tell us about that. The compliance requirements have started for some farms. Others start soon. And you are really working hard with growers to make sure, and packing houses, that they do the right things. You're not looking to try to get them in trouble.
That is correct, and that was one of the concerns of our growers, was that is one of the reasons that they wanted the Division of Fruit and Vegetables to handle the inspections on behalf of the FDA, is because of our relationship that we've developed over the years with our fruit and vegetable industry. There's two compliance dates that growers should already be comply to. The first one was effective January the 28th of 2018, and that covered large farms, and small farms should have been in compliance January the 26th, 2019, even though we are not going to start inspections on those farms until the following year. We're just focusing on the large farms. So they kind of have a year to get their, ducks in a row, so to speak. And the very small farms need to be compliant by January of 2020. And even then, we'll start inspections on them pretty much a year after that. So we're just, the primary focus at this moment in time is regulatory, but we absolutely want to, encourage those to understand that the education and outreach component we take very seriously.
How difficult is it for farmers who try to do the right things to comply?
We feel, and I can't speak for each farmer as defined by the produce safety rule, because I am me. They are they. So if they already have a GAPS program in place, or they already have food safety audits, the produce safety rules should be a cakewalk. Now, I would like to say that one of the concerns, and I think it's less of a concern now, is the water standards. The FDA has had enforcement discretion on that, which means that they've pushed them dates back, and I usually just tell our growers to enjoy the ride while they get that worked out, but which is not a concern at this moment. They still need to, we still encourage them to know their water and have their water tests done, but other than the component as it's written into the rule with regard to the water standards, the rest of the standards should be very simple for them to comply with.
And it's my understanding FDACS and University of Florida Extension will do walkthroughs with these farmers and packing houses to help get them ready for the inspections, correct?
That is correct. They're called on-farm readiness reviews, and the most important thing that I want the folks to understand is that these are invites by the farm as defined by the rule, so that we have to be invited to the farm. We do not show up. We don't solicit. We do have flyers, and we do, put it out there that we can do this for you, but we do not come to your farm and say, hey, can I do this? We really want to be invited. The ball's in the farm's court, or, as defined by the rule, the ball is in their court. They are in total control. We leave them, we go through, we do a walkthrough, tell them what we see and what we've found. We leave them with all the documentation. We leave them with a nice manual that lays out the whole rule in its entirety. And then we leave, and there's no record of us ever really ever being there.
I think you pointed out several times today, unless someone shows no desire to comply, you're not going to mess with them. If they're working to improve, to obviously comply, they're going to be okay.
That is correct. I just like to say, couldn't have said it better.
Anything you'd like to add, Scott? That's good enough by me.
Just that we're here for our fruit and vegetable industry, and we look forward to serving them as always.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.